Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 7:25, Brock Hunter. It's funny. So Hunter and I were out fishing on Saturday. And yes, we were keeping our social distancing, all right? You can still go outside. There's that one jackass on Facebook that's like, oh, good job. Good job, practicing. If you look at the rules, Hunter and I stayed 6 feet apart. Even then some. You were actually farther down than me. You can go outside, just practice social distancing.
Wasn't even fishing next to you.
No. So to that moron, you're a moron. So when we were leaving then afterwards, and again keeping our social distancing, Hunter was on his bike riding ahead of us while I was walking, and that song came on. Chicaka. Chicaka. And I laughed. Anyway, good morning. 7:26. Let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And the delicious Bud Light Seltzers. Kiki commented this morning. She yelled at me because the Bud Light Seltzers are gone, so I need to go get her some more. I wonder if I can have those delivered. Oh, my God. Where are they? Anyway, try them out. They are delicious. What do you got for sports?
Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart announced Sunday night that he's been cleared of COVID-19 by the Massachusetts Department of Health, Public Health. If you guys remember, Smart announced March 19th that he had tested positive for the coronavirus but was symptom-free and quarantining. He was one of the 15 members of the NBA organizations to be confirmed to have contracted the illness and is now the fourth to have recovered. If you guys remember, his teammates Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell were cleared of the virus Friday. You remember those guys? That was one of the guys touching all the microphones.
Yeah,
kind of a big deal right off the bat there. So some of these guys are recovering, so that's good news there.
Good.
I
got a story.
Go ahead.
You want me to read my story?
Yeah.
Well, if things were normal, the Major League Baseball season would have started, obviously. Of course, things aren't normal, and we don't have a normal baseball season. With this in mind, some baseball leaders are weighing in on how to handle things once we get rolling. Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins has suggested that they shorten games to 7 innings and mix in a bunch of doubleheaders to fit everything in. Baseball super agent Scott Boras thinks the league can play 162 games by moving games later in the year to domes and warm weather cities and end up playing a World Series game on Christmas Day.
Wow.
So they're trying to adjust for obviously everything that's going on right now. There's probably people losing a lot of money because of what's happening. But I don't know. I don't think that's a permanent fix, though, which I think they need to do a permanent change on baseball.
Right, which would be the just a home run derby, right?
You could do home run derby, or like you said, shorten up the season or shorten up the games.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think a home run derby. Let's just do a home run derby for the rest of the year.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. You could do, like, you know, pitching challenges and hitting challenges, you know?
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
I think so, too. But they got to do something. They got to do something because right now they are not doing anything. So
yeah, it is kind of weird in sports right now because depending on when everything can go back into action, I mean, it's going to be there's going to be sports playing on top of other sports.
Yep.
You know, NBA does not want to compete with the NFL.
The Olympics supposed to happen this year.
Yep, 2020, there's a story this morning about that, that they're pushing that to 2021.
Crazy, dude. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.